Chapter 9. Untapped Reserves. For more than 50 years, Damask Holdings had occupied one of Harnaden's most magnificent superspires. If not as soaring or massive as those belonging to the Intergalactic Banking Clan and its numerous subsidiaries, the building had the advantage of being constructed close to the largest of the city's naturally heated lakes, which had been incorporated into the property as an exclusive spa. The company's boardroom overlooked the lake and surrounding hot springs from an architectural setback on the 200th floor, where Higo Damask, Larsh Hill, and the chief officers and executives of Damask Holdings convened for twice-weekly meetings. That day, a one-quarter life-sized hollow presence stood at the center of the room's enormous circular hollow table, addressing the gathered munes in basic from the far-removed world of Naboo. A human of medium height, the speaker had dark brown hair combed straight back from a sloping forehead, a thick and lengthy beard and mustache, and bright blue eyes set in a symmetrical, if unremarkable, face. He was attired in layers of richly colored clothing, which included a vest embroidered with Futhork calligraphy and a brocade overcloak that fell to his knees, revealing tall, shiny, low-heeled leather boots. His name was Ars Varuna, and although he didn't hold a position in Naboo's monarchical government, he was speaking for the current pretender to the throne, Bon Tapelo, and was likely to be appointed governor of the city of Theed in the event of Tapelo's election.
Our campaign has been stalled by recent allegations from the leaders of some of the royal houses,
Varuna was telling the gathered munes.
Something has to be done to recapture momentum, and quickly. Counter-allegations made public by an unknown benefactor went a long way toward undoing the initial damage of the nobles' media releases. But a new wariness has gripped the electorate, strengthening the position of our provincial opponents.
Audio cancellation, one of the munes said toward the holosystem's pickups. Secured in the knowledge that conversation around the table had been muted, he went on.
Are all the Naboo as hirsute and elaborately costumed as this Varuna?
Larsh Hill replied,
They are traditionalists, tonsorially as well as politically. The style of dress and facial adornments pay homage to the regalia of Queen Elsinore Dentasia of Grismalt, who dispatched an expeditionary fleet of humans to the planet some 4,000 years ago, and to whom some Naboo claim to be able to trace an unbroken ancestry.
They are not, after all, as furry as Wookiees, said another.
Hill grunted affirmatively.
In addition to humans, Naboo supports a hairless amphibious species known as the Gungans. Perhaps indigenous, perhaps not, but in no position to represent the planet in galactic dealings in either case.
Seated with his back to the scenic view beyond the window wall, Plagueis studied the hollow image of Varuna. Generally, he loathed politicians for their pretensions and ill-informed belief that wealth and influence conferred true power. But politicians were a necessary evil, and if nothing else, Varuna burned with greed and ambition, which meant that he could be manipulated if necessary.